Just very positive attitudes. Everyone has the right mental approach to the playoffs going in. We know going to Kansas is going to be a tough environment and a hard team to play. So we're just trying to focus on us, trying to do what we do best, and hopefully get a win.
It was just such a push to try and to get there. Now that you are there, do you feel like you're a real threat to the championship?
Oh, definitely. We were confident all year long. Just with the group of guys that we have, and we were saying if we make this a playoffs, then we really would have a good chance of winning the championship, and I believe it, and everyone else on the team does too.
In a crazy way, is this avoiding the talk about will you make it? Is it a weight off the shoulders now that you're in there, just about to do what you do well?
Oh, definitely. 31 consecutive playoff appearances is just unbelievable accomplishment, and just trying to get there, and not wanting to be that team that didn't make it. With just big finally getting into the playoffs, so it's definitely like a big weight off our shoulders.
Did you feel a lot freer straight away because of it?
Definitely, a lot more freer. Now we know that we have a chance to compete for a championship, so all the pressure in the postseason just is off our hands.
Do you feel that the experience of being there in the past is going to be really important for you guys against throughout the entire series?
Oh yeah, definitely. The Wildcats have a great history of playing big games against teams in big moments. So I'm just excited to see where we go from here.
Congratulations. Second in the MVP and the NBL first team. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels great just to be honored with those guys, Kevin Lish or Jerome Random and Rodney Clark, top four. All those guys have MVPs under their belt. So just to be honored with those guys, it's a great accomplishment of his own.
Do you feel finals is the time for you to really show what you can do?
Definitely do, but I'm just here to do whatever we need to do to win the game, whether it's me scoring points or getting rebounds or playing great defense or whatever it is.
Do you feel like you got back to your best over the last weekend?
Well, yes, I'm getting back healthy, so I was able to push out a little bit more and be more explosive and attack a little bit harder than like I usually do. So just being healthy is just a big accomplishment for myself.
Do you feel like you're injury free now?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. I have a couple of bumps and bruises, but at this time of the year, I feel like everyone has it. It just got to be a mindset to just put it behind you and just keep going.
What was the injury you were carrying?
I just had some problems with my foot, my Achilles, and plantar fascia, whatever, and some other areas on my same foot. So I did a good job of rehabbing and doing all the things that the coaching staff asked me to do to help me get back.
Someone who's so athletic and explosive, that must have really hurt when you're running around trying to play like that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Like, even, putting a little pressure, I felt it right away. And so, like, doing explosive things like I usually do just put a great deal of pain on it.
Did it throw your confidence as well to know, be on court, not know whether you could do what you wanted to do because of the pain?
Nah, I still was playing pretty good defense. I still was, getting assists and still trying to be a leader with my verbal actions, whatever. And so just being out there, I feel like, I helped and contributed to the team a little bit.
Do you have to pinch yourself sometimes coming out of college? Would you have thought that you'd come to Australia, play in a championship, be selected in the starting five, the NBL starting five? Is it a bit surreal sometimes, the journey that you've been on?
Yeah, definitely. Just being away from home so far, away from home, I never expected, to be in Australia playing basketball, compete for my second championship in 2 years. So, just a credit to, just hard work. And I always knew if I put the hard work in, then everything else would take care of itself.
Even though it's been an unusual season for the Wildcats, I mean, that close to missing out, yet you feel confident that you can win the title?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We are not second-guessing ourselves. We're going in full confidence, full momentum going into these playoffs, and we're expecting to, get another championship.
You had to go by New Zealand last year to get this on by Cairns. It's certainly, yeah. It's a long way around Australia.
Yeah, no.
How much of a challenge is the sort of treks that you guys have to do this time of year?
It's definitely a big challenge for us, just going all the way to Cairns, like you said. And playing them, they're a great team. They're really rolling right now. So going to their hometown and trying to, pull off an upset up there with, it's very difficult to do. So I just feel like if we have the right mindset going in, then it would be fine.
You've had some good battles with them this season.
Yeah, definitely. We had a couple overtime games and games coming down to the wire, so it should be a good one, and I look forward to, been in that moment.
Was it? Yeah, 11 assists the other night.
Yeah.
As well?
Yeah, that's life high, not career, but life high. I usually don't pass the ball like that, but yeah, the guys did a great job just being open and telling me when I need to pass it to them and where I can get them a good shot.
It seems like you and Bryce finally sort of clicked this weekend, and both, you know, scoring points and playing well at the same time. How crucial is that going to be?
It's going to be very crucial. He's a great player, and I love playing alongside of him. So we just got to do a good job just, you know, feeding off each other's energy and momentum and helping each other get better shots.